Transfiguration Monday C. First posted February 15, 2010. 2 Corinthians 5:26-2, Ministry of Reconciliation. Believers are to be ambassadors for Christ, transmitting God's appeal for reconciliation through us. We urge you on Christ's behalf to accept reconciliation with God. God made him Jesus to bear our sin, although he was sinless, so that we could receive the righteousness of God. So working with Christ, we urge you not to receive the grace and unmerited favor, the free gift of God in vain. This is the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy, that God has heard our need at the right time, and has helped us on the day of salvation. Isaiah 4:9-8. This is the right time. This is the day of salvation. Commentary. Christians are believers of the gospel, who have trusted and obeyed Jesus, and have been born again, John 3:3, 5-8, by the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples, who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is a personally discernible ongoing daily experience, Acts 1:9-2. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9b, 1:1, 15-16. Believers have personally experienced the reconciliation with God through faith in Jesus Christ by the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Through the indwelling Holy Spirit, we have personal knowledge of and fellowship with God the Father and Jesus Christ. We have believed and have come to know with certainty that the gospel of Jesus is the word of eternal life, John 6:68-69 RSV. The only people who don't know where they will spend eternity are the lost unbelievers, the spiritually unborn. Since we have experienced our own reconciliation, we are to carry in Christ's mission of reconciliation to the spiritually lost and dying world. Jesus gave his disciples the great commission to go into the world and make disciples of Jesus Christ, teaching them to trust and obey Jesus, Matthew 28:19-20, but only after his disciples had been born again, Luke 2:4-9, Acts 1:4-5-8. God has designed this creation for his own purpose, which has always been to establish an eternal kingdom of his people, who willingly choose to trust and obey God. This world is intended to be God's garden, to grow his obedient, trusting people. This lifetime is our opportunity to seek and come to know and have fellowship with God, Acts 17:26-27. This lifetime is our opportunity to be reborn spiritually to eternal life. Sin is disobedience of God's word. In order to have the freedom to choose whether to trust and obey God's word, he has created this world to allow the possibility of sin. But God is not willing to tolerate rebellion and disobedience forever or at all in his eternal kingdom. So this world and we ourselves are limited by time. God knew that in giving us freedom to choose whether to trust and obey God, we would all choose to do our will rather than his. So we have all sinned and fall short of God's righteousness, Romans 3:23, 1 John 1:8-10, and the penalty for sin is eternal death, Romans 6:23. So God is able to provide forgiveness and reconciliation as a gift to be received by faith, obedient trust in Jesus, Romans 5:8, John 3:16-17, Ephesians 2:8-9. See God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. Jesus is not God's plan B after man sinned. Jesus was designed into creation from the very beginning, John 1:5-14. At the right time in history, Jesus came in human flesh and died on the cross as the only sacrifice acceptable to God for the forgiveness of our sin and our salvation from eternal condemnation, Acts 4:12, John 1:4-6. These are the last days before the second coming of Jesus Christ and the day of judgment. That day is not far off. It will come for each one who has ever lived at the moment of physical death. At that moment, time will cease for us individually, and the next moment we will be at the judgment throne in eternity. At the moment of our physical death, our eternal destiny will be fixed and unchangeable. Yesterday is gone and tomorrow may not come. Today is the only day we can be certain of, to seek the Lord, and secure eternal life. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit, since you first truly believed Acts 1:9-2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ, and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity 1 John 5:11-13? Ephesians 1:13-14?